cow says moo. The big owl says, what does all this have to me? Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, guys, we have a blast from the past in the studio right now.
Yeah, we do.
Little Bert.
What's up?
You can say that.
Yeah, you can call him Little Bert. We can call him Little Bert.
God, there are so many guys that are like 5'8 and 5'9, and they're so happy when I walk into a room. They're not the shortest guy anymore.
Hey, but you embrace it, at least, you know, let it roll.
Yeah, but hey, Little Bert, you're sure the fittest in the room.
That's
the
truth.
Yeah, he is pretty buff.
See, I knew I was going to be around him today, so I wore my tight shirt.
You got to let me know you're coming in, Bert, so that I could wear my tight shirts.
And be honest, you did push-ups before you came in the studio.
I'm definitely trying to alpha dog you, dude.
Yeah, Bert used to be, gosh, it's been, what, 15, 16 years since you were on the air with us? I can't even remember when you...
So when I first started, he was here. We used to share a microphone because it was so odd. You'd always hear this little squeaking in the background because I would pull the mic up to talk and Bert would pull it down.
Yeah.
Literally, Al, for those that don't know the story, Al was the limo driver and he was doing commercials and Kid thought he was so funny. He's like, we got to hire this dude.
Yeah.
So he did, and we literally shared a mic for a year.
Mm-hmm. And then the day they gave me my own mic, I shed a tear. It was so nice.
Because you knew it was permanent.
Yeah.
You were off the probationary period
right?
at that point.
So, Bert, I'm assuming you were way before my time, but when you worked...
You didn't have to say way before your time.
Well, I mean...
But yeah. Were you born?
Hey, Bert, she was born in 1984. How does that make you feel?
Actually, why would you do that?
Bert and I have the exact same birthday, exact same year.
Are you serious?
Well, I was going to say, it must be different for you with our new arrangement because you had Kelly in solitary confinement behind the glass before, right? Is this scary for you?
Well, that was a good arrangement.
I love that arrangement.
That was a good arrangement.
Yeah. How was the Kelly Raspberry Burt chemistry back
now or then?
Then.
Then it was rough. And I'll tell you why.
As opposed to now?
And I'll tell you why. And it was on me. I came down from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And he was a Yankee.
Right. Things run different in the north.
Shout out.
They run different in the north. Like, you get your work done. You don't say hi to people. You don't care about their family. You get it done. And I came in here with that Yankee attitude, and Kelly was like, oh, let me tell you something, little man.
I didn't take kindly to Yankees.
So it was rough. It was rough.
It was, but that's in the past. That is in the past.
But that's actually a really good jumping off point because I always felt like I was walking around like eggshells around Kelly because of the northern-southern thing, right? So now here we
welcome
are.
To my world, bro.
Right? Yeah.
Welcome to my... She bought me a luggage to move back to San Diego when I first moved here.
Dude, for Christmas present, she bought luggage.
Dude, I almost cried, Bert. I almost went into the bathroom and I was like, this woman hates me.
That's her legend, man. She loves breaking them down.
She broke me down.
She broke me down.
Broke
me
down, Rich certainly. The list goes on and on and on.
I'm still waiting for her to turn the corner on me.
You got another decade.
No, you're fine, Jen.
So here we are, what, 15 years later or whatever like that. And I come in here and I'm doing some business in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And you guys have opened up your studio to me. So I'm thinking, all right, let me get off on a good foot with Kelly.
Yeah.
So I come walking in the studio this morning, and Kelly and I see each other, and I'm like, morning. And she goes, oh, yeah, you caught me at a bad time. And she points to her face. And I say...
I was heading into makeup.
She was heading into makeup.
Okay.
So I say to her, oh, what's the matter? And she goes, nothing. I just don't have my makeup on. So
that's your good morning. In other words, that means good morning.
But there's a tone in what's the matter. Like,
what was it?
What's the matter? What's the matter?
No. I was genuinely concerned.
Ooh, what's wrong with your face?
Yeah, did you finish it with your face?
Well, I couldn't wait to run in the makeup room and see, was there something hideously wrong on my face? I'm like, no, that's just my face.
I'm like, well, here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go
it's
again.
It's fine. I'm over it.
Uh-huh. So I got a chance to listen to you guys a lot this morning.
Yeah.
And I think you all sound great.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I connected with your story, JC, on your kid putting him in the, he's getting himself all the crap all over him.
Yeah,
and
I had to tie his hands because he was swimming in septic water.
Mm-hmm. It was just a sewer swim.
Yeah.
Was he in a porta potty?
No, he was, some water was draining down and it was coming down the hill and he found the puddle and he decided to jump around in it and fall into it and play in it until I finally realized where it was coming from.
He made poo angels.
Yeah, you ever done anything like that, Bert?
I haven't done a poo angel, but I think when you have your first kid, you're always a little bit scared of like the poop and getting it on you and stuff. Like now with my second one, I was wearing his poop like it was war paint, but on the first one,
you put it like football, like the eye black.
Get me in there.
Oh.
But on the first one, like I was so grossed out by the poop and wiping the diaper that instead of wiping him, I literally every time he would poop, I would fill the bathtub up with water and just dip him into it.
It's dark, like you dumping your pepper you know something. Yeah, like you're dipping it for fleas.
That's time consuming, man.
I'm gonna touch that stuff, man. I work with a guy in Atlanta that has 8 kids. And he said on his first one that he was so self-conscious about everything that the kid was doing. He didn't want the kid to get sick, and he was always scared of the poop. And he said by the 8th one, the pacifier would literally fall out of the kid's mouth into a pile of dog crap, and the guy would just wipe it off on his shirt and put it back in the bag.
My second rule. Oh. I'm already like that on the second kid.
No.
That's 1 to 8 right there.
Yeah, do you work with John Gosselin?
I do not. Does he do the same thing?
No, you just said he had 8 kids.
Okay, no.
Wow.
Well, Bert, it's so great that you're sharing a studio down the hall. Are you going to be here like for a few days? Are you going to be here for a while?
I will be here until Thursday, yes.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you can pop in and say hi.
I'd love to because my show's so boring.
Yeah. Well, you can come over and have fun over here, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's way too boring over there.
We can share some stories from the old days in Dallas. Yeah, because he moved here like within a week. He had 50 friends.
I know.
I mean, seriously, like that. And I was sitting at home in my apartment staring at the ceiling fan for 2 years.
And people still ask me, how's Bert doing? Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, dude.
Well, this was a dangerous city for us because my wife shops really well and I drink really well. Yeah. And this city is good for both of those things.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again, Bert.
Cool, let's hang out.
Yeah, maybe more poop talk if you're lucky.
No, let's change the subject.
We're not ashamed of who we are. We've played in ditches, failed out of community college, French kissed uncles, and had two guys roll around naked in a sleeping bag together. Keeping it classy. Kid Craddock in the morning.